baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and you fill in the blank. Summer and Chevy go together like road trips and sunshine. Check out the full line of Chevy SUVs and trucks at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers today. Chevy, drive Chicago.
Okay, what's Young Washington? Because I haven't even heard about it.
This is a part historical drama, and it's a part coming-of-age tale. It aims to tap into our national patriotic pride, and it mostly succeeds. It's not a great movie, Lisa, but it is a great story about the man who would become synonymous with American courage and honor. And I have to admit that I learned a lot about his early years. I just did not know. He was raised by a single mom after the age of 11 when his father died. Were you aware of that?
No, I had no idea about that.
His father died from an illness at the age of 48, so his mother raised him, and his father's estate went to George's older half-brother, Lawrence, a child from a previous marriage. But that's just the beginning of the movie. It's not so much about that. It's about George's attempts to become an officer in the British Army. He desperately wanted to be an officer in the British Army. They wouldn't take him.
You know,
I bet they regret that. It almost happened. But he was an officer in the Virginia militia. And from there, he and his troops started the French and Indian War in 1754 by marching into the then frontier of the Ohio Valley, where the French were trying to claim it as their own. And because we don't speak French, it didn't turn out too well for the French.
Absolutely.
It's a really good historical war drama, mostly, from what I understand, mostly true about how George Washington earned his stripes as a military man and the courage that he showed to his troops and changed American history in more ways than one.
Yes.
In more ways than one. It stars William Franklin Miller as young Washington. He's an actor that I wasn't familiar with, but I was impressed. He was very good. And there are supporting roles by actors that I did know. Mary Louise Parker plays George Washington's mom. Kelsey Grammer has a short role in it. Andy Serkis and Ben Kingsley. And they're all very good. Now, I say it's not a great movie because the dialogue is not particularly well written. It does stand out as being kind of clunky, and the production value in the battle scenes is a mixture of AI and CGI, and it's not very well done in some of those scenes, and that can be distracting when you're watching an action film. And in the end, this is a heroic tale of a young man, and I was swept up by the story. I thought it was very good. I'm giving Young Washington 3 out of 5 brownie points. I cannot tell a lie, Lisa. I think you're going to like it, and I think you're going to learn a lot about young George Washington. They're already going to make a sequel of it. So
where do we find it? Like, is this a film we have to go to the movie theater
this
for?
This is out at the movie theaters right now. And they've already, it did so well at the box office. They're making a sequel, George Washington, 1776.
Wow. Okay, what's The Furious?
Oh, The Furious. Now, this is one of the best action films that I have seen in a long, long time. It's a Chinese-English language film that makes Quentin Tarantino's Kill Bill look like a Disney film by comparison.
Wow.
I know. We're talking martial arts extraordinaire. Even though the fighting is almost nonstop, the choreographed scenes are incredibly creative. You would never guess that there are so many ways to kick a man in the head, Lisa. They're all here, I'm pretty sure. They do use CGI extensively, but creatively. And it's almost, you know, like a ballet. I mean, it's kind of hard to describe. It's just furious fighting. It's about a man, Wang Wei, whose daughter is one of the young girls kidnapped by a gang who will sell them into slavery. The father teams up with a journalist. Yay, journalist. His wife was killed by the gang because she was investigating them for a story. The two are great martial arts fighters, and they're not just mad, Lisa. They're absolutely furious.
Yeah, that's right. Time to get back.
Yep. It's an extremely violent martial arts film, and it does set the bar high for any that are going to follow. I give The Furious 4 out of 5 brownie points, and I think you'll be furious if you don't see it.
What were those movies where it always started with the child that was abducted and the dad that went after him? Who was that actor? Oh, my gosh.
Liam Neeson, Taken.
Yes, he's one. Yep.
this is something that, but oh, my gosh, the fighting. fighting is fast and furious, and it's so well done. That's what's, I mean, you know, action movies can be so easy to do because all you do is, you punch each other and stuff, or you shoot each other. But this was just, it's just creative, and it's astounding. It's like, wow.
Huh.
You know?
All right. I'm in. If I can take on that kind of violence. Tell me about Dune. Yeah. You already saw it?
I didn't see the movie. I saw the trailer. So it's such a big deal that they had a rollout of just the trailer in the IMAX theaters, and they invited fans and some members of the media to come watch it in an IMAX theater. And it was exclusive. There were only four cities in America, 12 across the country, or across the world, I mean, to get to see the Dune trailer at an IMAX theater at its premiere. I saw it in Oak Park, and absolutely loved it. There was also a live Q&A with the director, Denis Villeneuve, and Timothy Chalamet as well. They also showed some new war footage from the movie in the IMAX theater, and that was absolutely stunning.
Okay, so Chalamet was here. Was he at the theater where you were?
No, he was in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
So there were like Los Angeles, I think Dallas. I can't remember the other one, and then
Chicago. New York, I would guess.
Yeah, so it was quite the deal, and a lot of applause. And like I said, the war scenes were just stunning. It made me want to go. Made me want to see it soon, and it made me want to see it in an IMAX theater. It really, really turned me on.
Okay, cool. And tell everyone what you're going to review next week.
That's a new movie called Tony. It's about Anthony Bourdain as a young man, his coming-of-age story. Dominic Sessa plays him, and he was very impressive in his debut from The Holdovers a few years back. I really like that. This movie looks at Bourdain as a troubled student trying to figure out what to do with his life and getting nowhere fast until he meets his mentor, Ciro, a chef played by Antonio Banderas. The trailer looks very good, and I'm hoping to have a very good review of this next week.
Well, we need to send you to see that with our friend Louisa Chu, the food critic from the Tribune, because she worked under Anthony Bourdain. So I wonder if someone who knew him personally, if what she would think if she saw this film, too.
Oh, I would like to hear that as well, Tom.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's do it. Let's get her a ticket. You can go together. Thank you so much. So you're posting these reviews, right?
Yes.
WGNradio.com. Right now they're on the Lisa Dent page until we have a homepage for Ron. So,
yes.
Go check it out. And you're the only guy that I know that would actually travel to a theater to see a trailer.
I'm one of the few, yeah. But I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. It was a long drive, but it was a lot of fun.
That's awesome.